Malaysian politics has always made the people question one thing: is justice really blind? At times it seems like, despite the magnitude of their crimes, they walk scot-free. Be it breaking MCO to go shopping or having more than 20 people for a celebration, the punishments they face pale in comparison to what the people face for the same error. Just last week, we were shocked and frankly appalled at the trial of former Prime Minister Najib Razak, with the verdict saying that he was a victim of scam. The Straits Times reported that the blame was ultimately placed on the financier, Joe Lowe. Najib was represented by Shafi Abdullah, who's also on trial for money laundering and tax evasion. Ironically, said that Najib's accounts were mismanaged by Joe Lowe and Nick Faisal. There is not an iota of evidence that he was involved in causing the funds to be transacted. As if to challenge our beliefs further, we were greeted today by the news that former Sabah Chief Minister, Tan Sri Musa Aman, has been acquitted of all 46 charges of corruption and money laundering related to timber concessions. Unsurprisingly, this news is greeted by massive criticism, especially by Sabahans who felt betrayed by the court ruling towards this politician who was never proven innocent. According to The Star, High Court Judge Justice Muhammad Jamil Hassan granted the order today, June 9, after the prosecution made an application to withdraw the charges. Actually, what prosecution did till all 46 charges were not proven? Mind you, Musa Aman was not even proven innocent, but the prosecution dropped their charges, and I wonder why? Riza Aziz is the stepson of Najib Razak, who was discharged last week over 5 counts of money laundering charges involving US$248 million, RM 1.25 bill, linked to One Malaysia Development BHD, 1MDB. What do you think of these acquittals that have happened way too many times with Malaysian politicians? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, Malaysians outraged after single mother jailed and fined RM1,000 while Zahid's daughter only fined RM800. You have reached the end of this story.